Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. I am David Robbins, joined by co-host Peter Ayer, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without.
The biggest news this cycle is that the final Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces rule went into effect on August 25th, 2016. Not much has changed in the final rule compared to the proposed rule. The notable changes are a phase-in period over time for the rule, state-level violation reporting is more limited than initially proposed, and the Department of Labor has created a voluntary pre-assessment process through which contractors can proactively have their labor compliance history reviewed by an agency labor compliance advisor before a specific acquisition. Although more legislative relief for DoD participation and other possible challenges to full implementation are in the works, contractors need to be ready for day one compliance. To that end, Kroll and Mooring will host a detailed webinar focused on the final rule and compliance strategies on September 7th from noon to 1:30 Eastern Time. Invitations have been sent to our bullet point list, but if you would like to be invited, please contact either of us and we can point you in the right direction.
We're looking forward to this webinar because it's going to talk about the key points in the Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces final rule, as well as some of the risks inherent in what's been proposed. In other news, the DoD Office of Inspector General announced in a report that came to light this period that, quote, in an effort to create greater transparency, DoD OIG will proactively redact and post reports and select administrative investigations, end quote, rather than requiring Freedom of Information Act requests for them. This comes alongside the FOIA Improvement Act of 2016, which requires documents that have been requested three or more times to be available to the public in electronic format.
And continuing the information protection theme that we've seen over the last several months, the National Institute for Standards and Technology published draft revisions to NIST Special Publication 800-171 concerning the protection of controlled, unclassified information in non-federal information systems and organizations. Most notably, the text covers guidance on the use of system security plans and plans of action and milestones to demonstrate implementation or planned implementation of controlled, unclassified information requirements.
Also, the Health and Human Services Department, the Department of Labor, and the Department of Transportation Offices of Inspector General published reports during this period as required by the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. In regulatory news, as part of the President's Export Controls Reform Initiative, the Departments of State and Commerce have issued final rules aligning certain export control rules for obtaining authorization to export items subject to the EAR, impacting what information needs to be submitted, and harmonizing the destination control statements needed for shipments. These rules were effective August 17th.
On August 18th, DoD released a new outline of its IT modernization priorities, including stronger oversight of the $36 billion DoD spend on information technology each year. The document walks through DoD's 8 overarching IT goals. And I'll list them for you now. This is something that contractors are paying attention to because it will likely lead to changes in strategy and spending over the next few years. So there are 8 of them, and I'll walk them through quickly. Number 1, executing capability initiatives towards the Joint Information Environment Vision. Number 2, improving partnerships with mission partners in industry. Number 3, ensuring successful mission execution in the face of a persistent cyber threat. Number 4, providing a cloud computing environment. Number 5, optimizing DoD's data center infrastructure. Number 6, exploiting the power of trusted information sharing, including the elimination of the common access card requirement. Number 7, providing a resilient communications and network infrastructure. And number 8, improving transparency of DoD IT investments. I suspect we'll be hearing quite a bit more about this in the coming months.
Moving over to GAO protest decisions, in Rotech Healthcare Inc., the GAO reaffirmed that where an agency conducts discussions with one offeror, even if no changes are actually made to the offer, it must conduct discussions with all offerors in the competitive range. Discussions with the awardee only, as the VA did in this procurement, were not good enough.
And in a rare and perhaps unprecedented move, GAO has suspended a nuisance litigator from protesting for a period of 1 year after it had filed 150 protests this fiscal year alone. While the decision in Latvian connection may be an isolated occurrence, it will be interesting to see whether such a sanction, or perhaps GAO's soon-to-be-introduced protest filing fee, will deter future filings of meritless protests.
This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, or for access to the Fair Pay webinar we discussed earlier, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and David at 202-624-2627.